This week, the United States agreed to allow inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency to investigate the Iraqi nuclear facility at Tuwaitha. The agency's head, Mohammed al-Baradei, had said that looting and destruction at Iraqi sites posed the danger of contamination and the possibility that nuclear and radioactive materials could fall into the possession of terrorists. Leonard Spector directs the Washington office of the Monterey Institute Center for Nonproliferation Studies and joins us in our studios. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
What kind of radiation, sources of radiation, are we talking about?
Well, at one level, it's something called yellowcake, which is processed uranium ore, not particularly dangerous, but you'd like to keep track of it. Then you do have to worry about another type of item called a radioactive source, which would be used perhaps in medicine or in oil well logging or for other industrial purposes. These kinds of sources could be used for a dirty bomb, so they are dangerous from that perspective, and they are dangerous just in terms of the personal safety of individuals that might have stolen them without realizing what they had.
Specifically, what kind of radioactive sources have looters been able to find?
Well, what we are fearing is that the missing sources are those perhaps that use cesium that might be used in radiation therapy or in various industrial processes, sometimes in the oil industry. And these are individually very radioactive and can cause quite a bit of harm, and they're tiny. So we want to make
sure...
They
could cause harm to the looters.
They could cause harm to the looters, or if some of these are made from powders, if they're opened up and dispersed, then you contaminate a block and people can get radiation sickness in that setting, and they can spread more widely. I can't imagine that these the looters that we've seen in so many locations have an organized plan to track these down and to make trouble with them. I think this is more of a safety hazard and a public health issue.
And just to remind ourselves, is it also possible that some of the radioactive material that has been looted could be sold to unscrupulous interests that would want to turn it into a bomb?
Well, the material that may be missing would not make an actual nuclear weapon. This would be only suitable potentially for a dirty bomb, so-called, which would be a contamination bomb.
Now, there were U.S. military sources who said this week that they thought 80% of the supply was under lock and key and well-guarded. Does that reassure you, or does it make you more worried about the 20%?
Well, I think the 80% that was being referred to was the 80% of materials previously inspected over the years by the International Atomic Energy Agency. Most of this material was not of much consequence because what was of consequence had been previously removed from Iraq. What doesn't get inspected really anywhere are these radioactive sources. They're so widespread that no inspection regime was really set up for them, and they really don't contribute to nuclear weapons. They are just a safety hazard, although now we're beginning to see them also as a security hazard because of the danger of use in a dirty bomb.
How many sites are we talking about in Iraq?
The key one is Tuwaitha. That's the major site where the research reactors were and where much of the research was going on. Then there were dispersed sites around the country where clandestine research was occurring prior to the 1991 Gulf War and which were more or less shut down or destroyed. And then there may be other sites that we still haven't found. As I understand it, the IAEA, International Atomic Energy Agency, has been asked to come back to this one research location, which was the official site of the open activities of Iraq that were formally inspected. But when the inspectors were present over the past months before the war, they were going around to many other locations.
Are they being asked back too late?
Well, it depends on what our goal is here. If the purpose is simply to help keep track of some previously recorded materials, we can catch up with that. But what's looming on the outside here is what Saddam may have been up to that was not being disclosed, and which the inspectors, in their brief period of special inspections, let's call them, prior to the Gulf War just now, were not able to unearth, and which I think at this stage we are hoping we will find out about by virtue of interviewing various scientists and so forth.
Do you believe, almost 6 weeks since the end of the war, do you believe there are weapons of mass destruction to be found?
Well, I think there will definitely be chemical weapons, and we'll find some kind of biological weapons or remnants of this and capability to produce them. How much there is left, how much was hidden at the very last minute or perhaps destroyed or brought out of the country to a place like Syria, we don't know. And I think that real investigation is just going to begin shortly as this new team comes in of American specialists, many of them former weapons inspectors in Iraq, who know the history, who know the organizations that had previously been set up clandestinely, and that are now going to track back through all of that to try to pull this information together.
Mr. Spector, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Leonard Spector directs the Washington office of the Monterey Institute Center for Nonproliferation Studies.